Got a clear vision of what you want to do in life? Or still confused and feeling left behind? Every week, we bring you an out-of-the-ordinary Hong Kong story to inspire you as you embark on your own journey. It's time to go off-campus. Joining me, Alison Howe, this week is...
Hello from Congo. My name is Joyce Samutu Wong, and I'm a co-founder of the charity news site serving in the Republic of Congo, Africa.
Let's talk about the parenting angle. Joyce, I gotta come to you about this. You mentioned that you're a single child, you're the only child. We always touch on this topic with our guests because we know growing up in a Hong Kong family,
yes,
talking to your parents about what you want to do, what your dreams and goals are,
yes,
can be tough.
Yes.
Well, how did that conversation go with your family when you told them, I'm gonna go to Africa?
Well, I must say I am blessed with the most supportive and amazing parents. Mm. They love people, they love God, and they work tirelessly for the needs of others. Even now in their 70s, I cannot get them to stop. No. Because I think once we've seen the needs, like really see the needs, our hearts are touched. And when our hearts are touched, then we can't help it. It's in our DNA. We want to do what we can. So they've seen the needs and they know we can help. So they understand why we're here. But naturally, as their only child, letting me, and more importantly, my three children go, is very, very hard for them. And for me too, it's hard because they're getting older, right? Mm-hmm. But for our family, we've determined that for anything that is worthwhile in life, there is always a cost. And I would say that my parents, they are paying the biggest sacrifice so that we can do what we're doing today.
Another parenting angle question has got to be, you kind of opened it up for me as well. The children, there's one side of the story for you leaving your life behind, moving to Congo to service. But bringing your three children there as well, what's it like to be growing a family in Congo?
Well, for me in the beginning, so where we lived before was really remote. Like there was only like, you know, there were no roads to where we lived before. Like
wow.
To get there, you had to fly or take a boat. You know, it was really, really remote. And, you know, the town only had like electricity 3 hours at a time for 3 times a week. It was half. And then, so I had, because we lived so remotely, there was no internet or anything like that. You know, we used to have to like walk under, you know, to this place under the tree and hope to get internet signal. So it's not like, you know, going online to homeschool, but I had to homeschool them. They were 6, 3, and 1 year old when we arrived. And I'll tell you, that first year I cried every night.
Wow.
Mostly because of my absolutely disastrous attempt at homeschooling. But then with time, I came to realize that what was really most important in life. And I realized that the most important things that my husband and I want our children to grow up, to the values that we want them to have. We want them to love God, love people, love life. And they can learn that anywhere. And in fact, if you speak to our kids, they will tell you that they loved growing up here and that there are things that experiences that they've had that I think really are priceless. And if you're interested to know their angle, people would like to know what our kids make of it. They a couple of years ago, they made a YouTube video called Top 10 Stories from the African Rainforest. They were asked to sum up life in Congo in a few words. And one said, life in Congo is like a crazy comedy. Another one said, it's like a thriller. And another one said, uncontrollable roller coaster. So
wow.
It's still on YouTube. So if you'd like, you can search it out, watch it. And you can see how we attempted homeschooling with animals trying to break into the house, how we battled with insects and snakes. And at the same time, had a lot of laughs and fun along the way.
You see, this is why humor plays such an important role in parenting. if you don't have that humorous side, it's going to be really, really tough on everybody.
It's either cry or laugh, so let's laugh.
Wow. Now let's talk a little bit more about the work that you do with Newsite. I mean,
yes.
How can people find out more about the work that you do, and most importantly, how can people support you over here in Hong Kong?
Oh, wow. You're a woman after my own heart. So I don't get let out of the jungle and make some noise in Hong Kong too often. As you can imagine, coming back to Hong Kong is, it takes a long time and it's really difficult for us to be away from our field. But I must first of all just say the biggest shout out to Hong Kong, like, and all our supporters in Hong Kong and worldwide. I just can't tell you how grateful my husband and I are by the enormous support that truly had empowered us to be here. Without, you know, I recently heard that there was a missionary in India, and he said to his friend when he left to go to India, he said, "I'm willing to go to the pit of the earth, but I need someone to hold the rope." And his friends held the rope so that he could actually do this. And honestly, without our supporters, it's impossible to do what we do. And we've had people who donate their treasures, so finances, but also their time and talent. And even now, you taking the time to talk to us, you're playing a part too. And so to find out more about what we do, it could be something really simple, like just follow us on social media. It's at Newsight Congo, N-E-W-S-I-G-H-T, and then C-O-N-G-O. Or our family page, which is at The Samutus, so that's T-H-E-S-A-M-O-U-T-O-U-S. You can go on our website. Just a simple like and share, that already has done so much. But also, I know that a lot of your listeners are young people, and we have a project called Project Two Front Teeth, which is actually started by our three children. And it's basically originated. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you have time for me to tell you how it started?
Absolutely, yeah,
so
yes.
Our oldest daughter was 6 years old when the Tooth Fairy, I think Tooth Fairies also work in Hong Kong, I think they have an office there. So in exchange for her two front teeth, she received two coins, and using those two coins, she used it as her startup fund to start fundraising. And in the end, she actually raised enough money to pay for one blind person to see again. And that gave us the idea that we really want to create a culture where children and students see. S-E-E-S, to see the needs of the world. E, to exercise what is already in their hands today, as they are, to make a difference. And the final E, to equip themselves to make a bigger difference. And in fact, that was the heart of our homeschool, which is you're learning so that you can do what you can already do to make our world a better place. But more importantly, learning is to equip yourself, because our world needs you. You know, sometimes people ask me, wish we'd done different. I just wish I'd learn and work harder, because the more equipped we are, the more powerful we can be, and the more impact we can make to our world. So you can find out about it on our website too, about Project Two Front Teeth. And I know that the next generations, you know, they are so much more talented than my generation is, and I'm excited to see what they're doing and what they will do in the future.
Joyce, we love having you on the show, and we're going to have you back tomorrow for one last time. Let us get some music on the air.
So the song I've chosen is called Goodness of God by Stacey Winans. It's a song that makes me cry every single time. And I like to live my life backwards. I want to know that at the end of my life, I will live with no regrets. So I always think about my funeral. So this is going to be played at my funeral. And it talks about how all my life, God has been faithful. Even when I'm faithless, even when I'm weak and I'm a mess, and God's been so faithful. And I really can be here day after day, night after night, just telling the most amazing things God has done for me, even though I am my family. And I just want to sing of the goodness of God all the days of my life.
Got a clear vision of what you want to do in life? Or still confused and feeling left behind? Every week, we bring you an out-of-the-ordinary Hong Kong story to inspire you as you embark on your own journey. It's time to go off campus. Joining me, Alison Howe, this week is...
Hello from Congo. My name is Joyce Samutu Wong, and I'm a co-founder of the charity Newsight serving in the Republic of Congo, Africa.
It's really exciting speaking to you, not only learning from your experience and seeing what life is like outside of Hong Kong to a very much almost an extreme to where you are today. Now, let's talk a little bit more about how people can step out of their comfort zone. I think that's a main thing for a lot of young listeners, for example. Maybe they want to do good. Maybe they already have a kind heart.
Yes.
But how can they do more than starting their own NGO in Hong Kong, having an Instagram page, or do more than just going to flag selling in Hong Kong on the weekends? Like, how can we encourage young people to take things one step further?
Oh my goodness. Let me go back to when I was growing up in Hong Kong. I wanted to make a difference, but I didn't think I could do much. I just thought I was too spoiled and I was too self-centered. You know, I really don't like tough things or difficult things or things that take too long. I had a very set idea of who I was and what I was good at, and I didn't want to do anything that I wasn't good at or confident in, because I thought, why would I do something to set myself up for failure? And I also didn't want to look stupid, right? It took quite a long time, and I would say one of my, you know, I said yes to coming to Africa, but I still just thought that, you know, I wrote those seven reasons why I should never be a missionary, right? Because I'm just ill-suited. I'm so impatient. I like my aircons and I scream when I see like insects flying. I just didn't see myself being here. I said yes, but I still thought, I still struggled, right? I said yes because I knew it was worth it, but I still struggled. But then about 2 years ago, I had to drive our car for 12 hours in Congo. And these so-called roads in Congo can be dangerous. And to do that for 12 hours. So my amazing husband tried to encourage me and he said, oh, don't worry, you can do it. And I said, you know what? And as soon as I said that, God asked me, who told you that? Who told you that you couldn't drive like your husband? Who told you that you're not brave and patient or strong like your husband? And who told you who you are and who you are not? Who told you what you can and what you cannot do? So I used to think, you know, that I had this idea that I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And then I realized nobody told me that except myself, right? Mm. I mean, so it's such an important lesson for me. And this is how I explain it to my kids. That, you know, say when you're at a supermarket cashier and you're putting your items on the conveyor belt, and you see that the bananas and oranges you picked were actually rotten, are you going to go ahead and buy them? Like, would you say, oh, that's okay, I'll pay money for these rotten fruits? So would you buy rubbish that's not good for you? No. Like, you would refuse it. You did pick them, but now that you see that they're bad, there is no way on earth you're going to buy it. And but sometimes we buy the rotten lies that we or others tell ourselves. So I would say to all the amazing listeners out there, listen, don't buy the lie that you're this and not that, or that you can only accept this and not that. Because if a spoiled, self-centered brat like me can thrive in an African rainforest, anything is possible. So please don't talk yourself or let anyone else talk you out of your dreams. Our world needs you. Please go work and study harder than you think is possible. Not so you can get the grades or so that you will appease your parents, but because you do need to be equipped for the important task and destiny that awaits you.
Royce, I wish I can speak to you all year long. I know that you're very busy and your story is just really inspirational. Thank you so much for spending time with us, taking your incredibly precious time out in Congo, doing amazing work there, and just speak to our young listeners. One last question for you before we let you go, Joyce. If you could speak to 15-year-old Joyce, what would you like to tell her?
Oh, that I've learned so many lessons, eaten so many humble pies, made so many mistakes along the way. I really have so many things to tell my 15-year-old self. But I really would say, don't let yourself buy into the lie about who you are and who you're not. Go and make mistakes. You don't have to have the perfect CV or the experiences for you to try do something. Go make a fool out of yourself. It's okay. You know, the first website we made, it was so laughable. It's like, it's embarrassing, but it needed to be done. So just go and do it, because our world really, really needs you. And there are things that only you and you alone can do. Don't underestimate the things that you're already able to do, and don't think that what you're doing is not important, because all of us have giftings inside of us that have been put in there so that you can make our world a better place. We need you.
Thank you so much, Joy. Please let us know when you're coming back to Hong Kong and how we can celebrate you even more, okay? You're more than welcome to come join us anytime.
Oh, you are too kind. You're too kind. Thank you so much.
And now, let's talk about your song choices. What songs do we have from your playlist?
It was so hard to choose because music is so powerful, isn't it? I mean, I have to go with, you know, the top of the chart right now, which is the Hong Kong Interschool Choral Festival's Virtual Choir Song of the Year, Love's Boundless Flight, which was commissioned for our charity news site serving in the Republic of Congo. It's sung by over 2,000 children in both Congo and in Hong Kong, and it's just the heart of everything that we love about our world and about young people and every one of us joining our hands and our hearts to make a difference. So I just love it.